From the secret bunker on the frontier of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show for Thursday, April 4th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Three, a group of Democrat senators that just recently rejected a bill that would have required medical treatment for babies that actually survived an abortion have given full-throated support to protect kittens. You heard me right. Gary Peters of Michigan and other senators place kittens over kids in level of importance. Two, here is something I didn't see coming, neither did anyone else. Sears is opening new stores. No, really. After years of going in the tank, Sears is opening new stores with a whole new footprint and look. And number one, the Department of Justice and the Trump administration turned to take on a flurry of criticisms against Attorney General William Barr. Democrats and others say Barr didn't accurately portray the findings in the Mueller report when he summarized the report and found no collusion and no obstruction. However, the reporting on that is so weak that they actually have no named sources. It's anonymous sourcing saying that some people are not satisfied with what William Barr reported in his four-page report. And I would say to that, and so what? Seriously, I would say, and so what? I mean, think about this. They're complaining that Barr didn't give it fair treatment. And yet what we've been hearing for a period of time now is that Mueller did his level best on an unlevel playing field. What I mean by that is this. Republican senators, including Chuck Grassley and Lindsey Graham, warned the attorney general long ago of potential political influence and misconduct in the Mueller probe. Shortly before Special Counsel Bob Mueller filed his report on the Russia investigation last month, Grassley and Graham alerted Attorney General Bill Barr to what they described as the selective use of emails and Mueller's court findings, as well as potential improper political influence, misconduct, and mismanagement in the FBI's original Russia probe. In a March 8 letter, Grassley and Graham referred Barr to a letter sent to Mueller in late 2017 that allegedly held that his investigators had cherry-picked details from emails to include a court documents urging him to review the materials. They also notified him that they had asked Inspector General Michael Horowitz a year earlier to review the original FBI probe. All of this casting doubt on what was put forth. But I have told you from the beginning, Mueller wasn't going to come back with a report that was two-sided. He's a prosecutor. He's looking for the most damning evidence he can find. That's his job. He's not there to say, hey, the person we're targeting looks to be pretty decent, didn't do anything wrong. He wasn't there to give both sides of the story. He's there to give a one-sided analogy in pursuit of criminal activity, which, by the way, he didn't find. Even with his one-sided approach and his 19 left-of-center attorneys and his 40 FBI agents, Mueller didn't find it. And I can guarantee you, Barr didn't lie about it. Barr took direct quotes from the report, and Barr nailed it. Fox News has told the lawmakers wanted Barr to have this material before he reviewed the Mueller report out of concern some emails were selectively quoted to give a nefarious impression, to give a bad impression when it wasn't all there. Michael Horowitz, you watch. I've told you for a long time, Michael Horowitz is the one that's going to come down the pipe. And he's going to blow this all out of the water now. It's going to be Strzok and Page and Comey and McCabe, all of them. All of them are going to pay a price for this. Meanwhile, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who I consider to be the best of the best, is out there and out front leading the defense of William Barr, who needs no defense. He did the right thing. He put in summaries and conclusions, and the fact is there was no collusion. There was no obstruction, period. William Barr got it right. Sarah Sanders knows it, and she tells reporters that in bite number four, go.
I have full confidence in the Attorney General and his assessment. He's one of the most respected members of the law community in the country, and I think he's laid out very clearly what his assessment is, and I have full confidence in that.
As do I. So thank you, Sarah, for that. Meanwhile, the president has backed off on his threat to close the U.S.-Mexico border this week, but says it is still a possibility, something he will keep in his deck of cards, if you will, as he takes nothing off the table. And if you haven't heard something really stupid so far this week to get your attention, I've got, speaking of the southern border, speaking of the completely ignorant things that people on the left say, and who else but our favorite, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she is actually out there accusing American Border Patrol agents of capturing and then forcefully drugging children because they're children of color and they're not from here. It is nice to know that the Flat Earth Society has a representative in Congress. It is refreshing, isn't it, to know that there's a Flat Earth Society rep in Congress. We call her AOC, but you have to hear it for yourself to truly appreciate it. It's bite number three. Go.
At least I'm not trying to cage children in the border and inject them with drugs. That's not a mistake. That is a deliberate policy to attack people based on their national origin. That's not a mistake. That's just hatred. That's just cruelty. That's just wrong.
Cage children and inject them with drugs. Really? I mean, what color is the sky in her world? It is so far beyond the pale that these sorts of incredible things are said. Cage children and inject them with drugs. You have to hear it again. It's bite number three. Go.
At least I'm not trying to cage children in the border and inject them with drugs. That's not a mistake. That is a deliberate policy to attack people based on their national origin. That's not a mistake. That's just hatred. That's just cruelty. That's just wrong.
Yeah. You know, that's just stupid. That's indefensible. That is unsubstantiated. That is complete and utter nonsense. That's what that is. I mean, let's just call it for what it is. All of the things I just said, AOC accusing American patrol agents and border patrol agents of capturing children, putting them in cages and drugging them, injecting them with drugs. I mean, seriously, what color is the sky in her world? Meanwhile, there's another member of Congress, also a Democrat, also from New York, who says AOC is lying. And the Green New Deal is just a pile of socialism. It's a socialist mess, says Democrat Max Rose, who is not amused by AOC any further. Listen to what he has to say. Bite one, go.
All of these things have to happen, and they have to happen quickly. This is not the time for milquetoast incrementalism. It just isn't. But with that being said, though, nothing about what I just said would provide a justification for a massive socialist economic policy platform. Just not needed. Okay, so we can have a separate discussion, a separate debate about whether this is the time and whether America needs those types of economic policy prescriptions, guaranteed job guarantees, housing guarantees, things that on its face sound good, but I just do not believe are possible. They're not economically feasible. There's no need to lie to voters right now. We don't need the Democratic version of repeal and replace. We don't need that.
No need to lie to voters about the Green New Deal. I would agree with him on that point. Congressman Max Rose, they're talking about AOC. It's 14 after on a Friday. We'll be right back.
Energy cooks our food. It heats our homes. It keeps us on the move, and it powers industry. While energy delivery is important, safe energy delivery is paramount. Enbridge is working with the state of Michigan to build an underground tunnel for Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac. We're replacing energy infrastructure. We're enhancing safety where it matters most. And we're continuing to deliver the energy Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/line5.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment.
It was a moment that changed my life.
We looked down from the chopper and saw the whole area was flooded.
At that moment, it really hit me. This is why I joined the Guard.
People had gone up to the rooftops to escape the rising waters.
Talk about an intense moment. We had to lower the guys on line some 30 feet down.
This is where teamwork and training really paid off.
It took steady nerves and steady hands for the chopper pilots to hover like that.
No question, Guard pilots are the best in the world.
I couldn't believe it. I just saved a life.
What could be better than serving the people of my hometown?
In the National Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. While you work or attend college, in return, you gain skills in which you can build a career and receive benefits that can help you pay for college. Learn more about what it means to be a citizen soldier at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'm asking teens like me, what are your plans for the future?
Definitely going to college, absolutely.
We're going to the state championship.
I'm getting a great job, you know, something I love.
I want to travel, see the world.
No one said teen pregnancy. Say yes to your plans. Say yes to a brighter future. Learn more at michigan.gov/abstinence. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.